Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? And daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
Here and there, we want all of our rights.
Give thanks, blessings to all honorables of the Ethiopian World Federation, Local 26, and members of the Black People of the World. Glory to word, glory to song, and glory to this present moment of our living Creator. As I and I forward in the name of the King of Kings, the Lord of the Lords, in the country line, the tribe of Judah. Jemaine Gedi, you the mom better. Yes, we have a manifest caduce. Blessed is I am, I tread it not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand it in the way of the sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in the law of the living King, and his law do we meditate day and eve. We shall be like the tree that planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth fruits in due season. Our life shall not wither, whatever we do shall prosper. The evil are not so, but like the shaft which is given shall driven away. Therefore the evil shall not stand in sight, neither sinners in the congregation of the Most High. The Most High knows the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the evildoers shall surely perish. Hail am I for his power of the mighty Trinity. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heavens be humble and accepted in thy sight. Our living Creator is him. Our strength and our Redeemer, enlighten our countenance to shine upon our head, sanctify us, and bless us from this time forward, now and forevermore. Release us from the hands of a terrible dragon. Hail am I, for us all of the mighty Trinity. We, the Black people of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination, to secure justice, to maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, do hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Hail am I, first part of the mighty Trinity, quarter mile of Ethiopia. Give thanks, honorable, blessed love, as we move forward.
And now, without further ado, put your hands together for our host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Winborn, for your warm welcome. And thank you very much also to our dear chaplain for your opening words. We thank you so much as we get together with words of prayer on a wonderful Sunday. Sadie Sunday, Sunday evening of talk, whereby we get together as our families gather. At this moment, we are still awaiting a few members of our brothers and sisters to gather in studio so we can really have a show going on for tonight. But for who is here at the moment, we are thankful, very thankful. The twos and threes are gathered, and we are indeed thankful in this wonderful Sunday evening. What we had just recently, we had our elections of the local, and this was on Tuesday that went past, December 14th. I did not realize it was such a very, very important day. In fact, December 14th, you know, I would love others to be here, but I guess I'll have to repeat myself, have been really a day within the spiritual realm of a shift in paradigm, a great shift. And something, you know, we look forward to. But as we had our elections, we see we also had a shift in power. And I would await, hoping that, you know, the new president of our local, he normally joins our show on a Sunday night. So he would come on and we would talk a little more about that area. But tonight's show, as I said, we await the others. Dr. Robinson, one of our favorite callers as well. I guess I'll try to contact Olabisi. But our conversation, however, we are asking, what is the reason for the number of people having heart attacks and after receiving the vaccine shot? We're asking, you know, let us take a look and review the number of deaths in our families and friends. We are not talking mainstream media here. We're just talking about what is happening among our family and friends in our close-knit society that would bring us to some sort of concern. So again, the question we're asking, what is the reason for the number of people having heart attacks after receiving, you know, it's been 9 months now, almost a year, where people have been receiving these shots. But in a real sense of the way, I would relate to a real situation whereby I have been able to have concern. Barry, his co-worker, a man of 53 years old, that they work one night and just say a regular goodbye. And the man, say Tuesday night or so, the man never came to work the next day. So everybody was a little concerned. You know, people do take a day off. It is the holidays. But on the second day when he did not show up and people had very much concern, they found him dead. A heart attack. A fairly healthy man, per se, you know, we never know what is going on internally sometimes. But at 53 years old, coming to work every day, we were wondering, well, okay, what happened here? So the question I'm asking as we continue within this conversation, if anyone at this time, you know, the chaplain, your mic is open. If you'd like to share with us anything that you have heard concerning this incident, I'll pass the mic to you.
Honorable Secretary, hold. At this point, pertaining to the vaccination and the heart attacks, What I know is the vaccination do not have something that would be, the word is, when one are within compatibility with nature and earth being, as natural being, it will be artificial ingredients in there that will go into the stream, bloodstream, the organs, the cells, and so forth. Could those develop information of the outer lining and of the heart, and that could cause the heart attack information from the ingredients in the vaccine. That, to my knowledge, that would be the circumstances. So it's a thing where we fear, then the knowledge of something that, okay, the cosmic, the whole world, if one have knowledge of the whole world, hey, and you are the creator of the world, well, I will listen to you. So that means that there is not a full overstanding. That means that we are moving within faith. And whatever we study, that's what we know of. And we can master it as we claim. So we take on title, so forth. Now, within that realm, we can make decisions based on what we know. The vaccination is driven by fear, and ones are demanding that we should in order to eat and survive. So within this realm here, it is unfair to the human lives, human rights, so forth, international morality, so forth. It is unfair what the medical department are entrapping the human being into a control, economical greed. We are suffering because of that being imposed upon our lives, the heart attack, the vaccination of artificial chemical in there, and whatever chip that used to be in the industry, material and so forth to advance, that become into the body of the human being, and it warped the mind where it could tweak the mind and control the thoughts of the mind, and not able to be within that God-given personality that he gave us. We out of that content now, the vaccination being. So the heart attack that come from information, I will do some other research and see how that goes with my knowledge of just based on food and what is supposed to be for us to live and function. To get deeper, you know, we as a bloodline that flow like the river have laws, principle to go by in order to fulfill some duty that was granted by our living creator. Hands and feet to serve the Most High, and the mouth to praise him continually. And with those principles, we be able to know, like King David came, and it's David, King David throne, and King David throne is in the east. So when King David came in Philistine, was to bring the people home, pilgrimage for a period of time. And Queen of Sheba and King Solomon and David supposed to build a temple, and he passed it on to his son. And his son have Queen of Sheba and him to have that son to continue the covenant. So that is keeping that tradition and that blood and maintaining the principle And Moses built, he put a Ten Commandments in a chest and did not give the people the one God concept. That's why Aaron and Moses was put to the side. Leviticus priesthood was a temporary tribe. And Judah came to fulfill his movement. And that was the mystic of the covenant, which is the man, the blood, continuation. So that blood have natural existence of 75% water, I would suppose 80%. Earthman, fireman, the word, the breath that, you know, that within I and I, he put breath into I and I, and we have life, and we breathe continually to continue life. Yeah. The water, the fire, the earth, the breath, you know, and we move forward in the community to function and to keep that genetic, the real genetic, or the traditional, ancient tradition, culture. And that would put us in the spiritual kinsman, that will put us in the aspect of unity. Because when we know of the one God, we're able to unify and to do the things he loves for us to do. See? So by knowing, it makes it easier to function properly. But ones would take knowledge and use it as an oppressor, because the whole intent was to enslave us and take away knowledge. But when knowledge increased, that's why you say life is forevermore, because knowledge will increase and we will understand the one God more. And the world will come to righteousness. You know, that's why the Comforter, we know of Christ, the King of the Jews. We know the Comforter in the millennium time, Emperor Haile Selassie, 1892, the Son and the Father. And it was also prophesied, Isaiah, John, of the sign and the child that will come through the womb. And he will be amongst us. He will never leave us. See? So that tradition, we want to embrace that tradition to maintain our grain, like the Bible speak of, the grain, the lentil, peas, you know, the grain have all, amaranth, teff, rice, felt, quinoa, so forth. These grain make beautiful pastries and bread and so forth. And, you know, we have the peas, different peas and greens that we have. And, you know, it's, you know, so we continue the minerals, the 108 minerals total. Like sea moss, we know we have 102 minerals. That's one of the most high food group, that we have the most minerals that will build our cells and so forth.
I want to bring you back on a little later in the show, so that you can give us a little more about concerning our health. I want to bring on another caller at this time, however, and you don't go too far away, Chaplain, so it's very important we discuss our health. At this time, I want to bring on caller 914-979 to welcome you to Sadie Sunday, where we are. Our question for this evening, we are asking, what is the reason for the number of people having heart attacks and after receiving the vaccine shot? This is a review of cases where in our families, we are seeing things happening among our friends. I have had myself one personal case just 2 days ago, and four other related cases of people I know by. So call a 914-979. Your mic is open at this time.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings to everyone. I'm glad to see that called home. Nice group of people on the call tonight. And what I wanted to say is that being as that's the case, you know, of different people having strokes and some people, you know, dying from different aspects after they take this vaccine and everything as well, is that, you know, you just have to be very careful in regards to dealing with, you know, taking this vaccine right now, because actually, you know, I'll never forget, you know, a video that I saw that actually a brother by the name of Farrakhan had put together. And he was dealing with a situation in Africa where there was a situation where it was a some kind of sexual disease that was going on, and it was starting to spread in this particular African country. And the United States, you know, financing institutions said, hey, you know, we will, you know, see what we could do to help you guys out. And we can actually, you know, look up, you know, vaccine to help you guys get rid of that before it starts to spread around. And if it does, then, you know, you never know how many people could really start to die there. So we could even do this for you for free. So what ended up happening, and the president of that country said, hey, no problem, I'll do that. And I'll let you guys come in since you're not going to charge us or anything. You just want to help us out. We appreciate you helping. Anyway, they gave that out to the people in that country.
Yeah, Colonel, I would just come a little closer to your phone so we can have a clearer, you know, vocal. It sounds so far away. If it possibly you can come
closer. Can you hear me better now?
Much better now. Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, so what was happening with that was with that vaccine that was given out at that time, you know, they gave it out to them, and unfortunately, they said that it took about 2 weeks later that 350,000 people died from that vaccine. And Farrakhan was saying, see, something like this, you cannot trust these people to actually give our people vaccines and things, because what they wanted to do was depopulate, you know, our people in Africa. And he says, being that that's the case, we can't afford to have ourselves put our faith in what these people are doing to so-called help us out with our health. You know, these are things that we can't afford to do. And 350,000 people is no small amount of people that died from the vaccine. Just about every one of them that took it died from it. So all I can say is that, you know, when you see things like this that happened in the past and now you're seeing similar situation arising again, you know, do we really want to put ourselves in that position where we're going to say, okay, you know, I'll take the vaccine and, you know, everything should be fine and no problem. And then the other part of it was that even with this so-called, you know, disease that pops up out of nowhere, a lot of this is made in laboratories, and then it's sprayed into different areas, you know, and then people get sick from it and they die, you know. So all I can say at this time is that, you know, one thing I have noticed, though, and I saw this as a video that just came out, it said that even white folks, because it's not just only in our community where people are dying, white folks are dying in different communities as well from this. And there's a movement now that white people are saying no more vaccine. And the reason why they're saying that is because the whole society is trying to force people into taking the vaccine, or they're going to lose their job. They won't be able to go into a restaurant. They won't be able to go into a supermarket and get food to eat. They won't be able to, you know, get on a plane or get on a train or anything like that. So it's kind of putting you in a situation where if you don't deal with the vaccine, that you won't be able to even function in this country anymore. And that's another reason why, you know, the white folks are coming together saying, okay, enough is enough. We don't want to deal with this anymore. So we're going to see what happens with this. But, you know, just like with the white folks are protesting about this, I know our people should do it as well, and other people also, because, like I said, there's too many people dying from these vaccine shots, and it's just really incredible to see that, you know, a lot of people, even after the track records of what have happened to us and other people in the past from these folks with their system, that we're going to trust them and deal with them. And we really shouldn't. because it doesn't make any sense. You put yourself out there and start taking these vaccine shots, and just like so many other people, you can end up dying. And the reason why some people actually have survived from these shots is because they wanted to say, look, we just gave the vaccine to this woman or this guy over here, and he didn't die, so now you should take it. So in the beginning, they want you to, you know, get the confidence that it's good and it's not going to kill anybody. But later on down the line, you start to see so many other people dying. So all I can say behind this is that this is something that we shouldn't get involved with. And what we should do is definitely look at some of the herbal blessings that are there that we could utilize to up our, you know, physical protection from different ailments that could come our way. And once we start to examine and look at these different herbal remedies that are out there, that would be better. Because like I said, when you're starting to deal with this pharmaceutical medicine and you're starting to deal with these vaccines and these pills, now they're switching from shots to pills and all this kind of crazy stuff, you never know what's in it, you know? And I don't know if you guys heard about this as well. This was something that kind of blew my mind just a little while ago. A doctor, he did an examination on the vaccine, and he found all this poisonous stuff in the vaccine. And he started telling people about what he found. And a few days later, he was murdered. So these are things that we really need to take a serious look at and know that this is no joke. But this guy, he wasn't a black doctor. He was a white doctor. So he was even one of them. But he was upset about the fact that, you know, you're putting this out here to depopulate the world, not just black people, but people around the world. And this is crazy. Why should we even deal with something like this? And especially if it's poisonous and it's going to destroy the lives of many people. So, again, do not deal with the vaccine. And we need to start to go into what we were dealing with earlier, our holistic health, which is different things that we can do to improve our health by dealing with the right type of diet to deal with, and also herbal medicine that can really help us, that focuses on different ailments that can really be taken away, you know, in a short period of time. And if we start to look at that as the remedy for what we need, that will help tremendously. And last but not least is also our spiritual ability to tap into our ability to not only heal the lives of others, but also heal ourselves. You know, when you really look at the healing power of God and Christ Jesus, it is very powerful, and it can be utilized to really bring about some serious and wonderful change as well. And I think that's another thing that we should look at as well. But when we come together in unity and we do prayer, you know, fasting, meditation, things of that sort, what we can do is focus on, you know, healing and also ending this madness that's going on where, you know, hundreds of thousands and soon to be millions of people that are going to be killed from around the world. And it doesn't make any sense for this to continue on. But the bottom line is we do have the ability to call on our spiritual power of God that is within us to come together in unity and see what we can do to bring an end to the murdering that we see that's going on right now through this vaccine and through this sprayed, you know, disease that they're putting out there and stuff.
Well, I thank you so very much, caller, and to recognize you, Dr. Bridges. We thank you so very much for coming onto our show. And I must say at this time that congratulations are in order to you for Tuesday having won your seat as the president of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated Local 26. So you'd like to express this to you as well?
Well, thank you, my sister. I appreciate that.
Congratulations.
And I would say also to know that Tuesday, the 14th of December, had been a very great day for us. not only with our elections and having it been selected on that special day, but also within the spiritual realm, there have been such a paradigm shift that we ought to understand something is going to come and a great news is going to hit us in some form. I know it was greatness with our local, but something even more international that we should look forward to as we see the days go by and understand what it is within the spiritual realm, how things really exist. And it manifests into the material world, however, a day or so after. It happens within the spirit first. So we are looking at this joyous season. We are reflecting upon the holidays. And here we are celebrating the joy of family, and which is a very integral part of a well-balanced society. But let us talk, for instance, at the royal family per se. Big celebrations and the holidays are here. Everyone is singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And, of course, the Queen. However, we love many celebrations. And for 3 times within the last 2 weeks or so, we have been watching carefully, which is my skeptics in Britain. You know, they're my very brilliant group who has a bigger brain than me. They were observing that the Queen has been quite absent for a lot of showing. So we are asking here, you know, there are some things that concern us and do not concern us, but we have put it out there and we are asking, where is Elizabeth? Is Elizabeth dead? Because it is fashionably, you know, late and appropriate for the royal family to report a death 2 weeks later, just as she probably did with her husband. But we are wondering, where is Elizabeth at this time? But how could Elizabeth come on the scene any time now with any form of news, whether dead or alive? Because then she would take away the great platform of attention from the Omicron, a virus that has come for us for the holidays, you know, as Biden say, a dark winter. I didn't make this up. But here we are, really imagine dealing with Omicron, something which has taken our attention. And, you know, I gently throw it at you as we approach the winter, the things that we should be concerned about. What is Omicron doing to us? What has the 2 vaccination shots did for us? Because Omicron is here, and having heard the news from the CDC, the vaccine shots that you take, the wonderful 2 slices of the pudding that you ate, is unable to protect you from Omicron. So a booster shot is being recommended here. So the booster, as I heard again, as they reported, may not protect you as well from the Omicron. So we are here in the mix of things, in deep concern as to what has befall us. Why is it we are going through such turmoil upon the earth? We see countries as Austria has banned 2 million unvaccinated people from attending public spaces. They are banned. They can't even come outside. They come outside, there's a security outside, you will be charged £4,000, amounting to almost $5,000. This is if you come outside to do your laundry, of course. So it's a real situation. You can join in, caller.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
Yes, I can hear you.
So, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said, caller wish to join in. Caller 941 for you to join in.
Yes, I wouldn't mind joining
in. Well, I'm hearing some background information, so I wasn't sure who wanted to join in at the time. But I will let everyone have a time to join in again. Cole, I'm glad that you are still here in the studio with us. But as we, I would pass the mic to you now as we discuss Omicron and what is happening with us.
Yes. So you wanted to discuss more the, situation with the problem that we're having right now with this new virus? That's what you wanted to discuss?
What we are discussing is, at this time we are seeing cases as the show, our topic of conversation for this evening, a lot of people are having heart attacks, unusually so. And these are people who have taken the two jabs, the two vaccines. We are not trying to call out companies at this time, and we are not placing blame or responsibility. Okay, you want to mute your phone, caller? I'm not sure if you can mute your phone this time. If I have a feedback in the background.
Yeah, I do have
some feedback. If
you're in
a quiet place
here,
just mute your phone. If you can press mute, you'll still be able to hear me. And when your time to speak, you will unmute your phone. But this time, you can mute your phone while you listen. Yeah, please, so you don't have the background to disturb the others who are in the studio as well. But as I was saying, however, what is happening, we are not passing blame on any vaccine companies, or are we letting them hold responsibilities? We are not doing such because we do not know what is causing the deaths exactly, but we are very concerned as we are finding it happening among our families, friends, and as you rightfully said, caller, as you rightfully said, it is not only in the black communities, because I'm talking about one black man and three white people that I know of or heard of. This is my, what I have heard. And as I said, even one sister or one person in Canada as well, 56 years old, woman, female, after having taken the two jabs, she never felt well again. She went for the booster. In 3 days, it was all over. They had to ship her out. So this is a real case, not a makeup story. It's not the 6 o'clock news. We are asking here for, as we listen within the studio audience, to share with us. Share with us real things that has happened, real concerns as we approach a dark winter as to what, and rightfully so, on a personal level, we ought to up our immune system. It all starts in the gut. It seems for me the COVID-19 virus or whatever is going around, because for real there's something out there killing people, people are dying. It seems almost like food poisoning. You got to get it out of your system, keep it out of your system. How do you do so? And, many questions to ask. How do you build your immune system? There are foods that you can take to balance your pH system. There's wonderful fruit like pineapple, excellent foods, which they call superfoods, that you use to build your immune system. Ginger, having zinc, excellent, and could be added because some fruit, you may know about it, but then it becomes boring. You're watching a piece of ginger, what do I do? How boring could ginger be? Ginger could be added, however, to your fruit smoothies. There's a wonderful recipe that I can give you with ginger, let's say ginger, beetroot, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, and lemon. Wonderful taste, excellent antioxidant to boost your immune system. We alone will have to strengthen ourselves. The doctors will not be here to tell us or heal us. Maybe it is profitable for us to remain sickly while they continue business as usual. They're healthy in this Yama Gideon and in this here time, which is such a serious, very, very serious time, where one is feeling that they're just standing alone along this journey without many answers, we must take care of self. Very, very important self-preservation. That would be, as my dear brother said, healthy body and healthy mind. Healthy mind meaning healthy spirit. as well, because it doesn't make sense if we only concentrate on feeding the flesh. We are both flesh and spirit. And as I go here we will slip right into Sadie Sundays of scriptures and preaching, because we often have to preach. But the spiritual part of us must not be left unfed or starved at any point. We are unable to function unless we are well-balanced individual, having balanced the spirit and having balanced the flesh. We know very well, most of us, how to take care of the flesh. Most of us know what to eat, what to drink. We can have doctors advise us, read books, go on Google. And this would help us to eat well, drink well, enjoy the best of life, as we call it. This is a physical sort of way, a very carnal sort of way. There's nothing wrong with that, since, of course, we are both flesh and spirit. I myself enjoy a very good meal. Why not? Of course, a glass of wine sometimes, a nice dessert. I really do enjoy those things. But doing about our spiritual self. If our spiritual self is being starved, who are we then? We are empty vessel. There's no peace within our heart. There's no peace within our soul. There is no love. There's no reasoning. There's actually no purpose for our very existence when our spiritual self is being troubled. I don't know how we slip right into spiritual self, but here we are this Sunday evening talking and examining the things that really concern us. Again, we are seeing if we hold fast the things that are spiritual, we can see where our healing can come from. You know, Yahweh himself being the great physician and our great healer. In the spirit, all things happen before it manifests into the flesh. So this, we speak of spiritual things and we speak of earthly things. We also speak of manifestation of things as we examine our very, very existence, even as to why we're here, what do we have to do, purpose, time, thinking. We go a little deeper into our understanding. And when we go deeper into our understanding, it means we are going into our inner man, our inner self, the Christ part of us, which is a part of us where our thoughts are examined. Our very soul, we start to think about, because here we are dealing with self, the inner self, where only truths can come about. Because when we lie, the only person we lie to is ourselves. So we are speaking now of examining that inner man, that leads us and guides us. And that inner man who's going to answer at the end of the day for who we really are. Because the very flesh is only an envelope, a covering, as beautiful as it may be for some people, you know, who are granted that wonderful outer coating. But yet we look into the inner self, which sometimes the outer coating is so beautiful, but the inner self is tormented, dark, and very ugly. This is the part of us that really brings about who we really are, and as a person, an individual that requires healing of any kind, first we start within the spirit. Well, who is that man? We spoke a few shows ago about the man in the mirror, and we look deeper now into that man that is in this wonderful shell that we walk around with daily. This substance of ours that could either be very destructive or creative, which is the essence of one that is connected with the Almighty himself, with Yahweh. This is the entity, the being that we struggle every day with. to align ourselves with perfection, which only cometh from the Almighty himself as well. This being, as we examine on a daily basis, or should, is the very being which in the physical realm would become sick, would one day have to die, or in some cases, cross over into the spiritual realm and continue the very existence where we pick up our second appointment, I should say, for those of us who are lucky to do so, whose name is called into the Lamb Book of Life. So here we are on our Sunday evening of chat, going from one vaccine to a scripture. So I'll call on my host, Dr. Wim Bourne, if he's not asleep, to partake in our conversation at this time. Dr. Wim Bourne, I'm putting you on the spot. What do you have to say for the Sunday evening?
Well, as it pertains to the vaccination, I just find it interesting of the phenomenon that are the reoccurring phenomenon that are happening, that we initially was able to identify as an anomaly, something that was separate from everything else. But we are now seeing that the repercussions of this vaccine is not an anomaly, but patterns that are developing. Now, the sad part, or the crazy part, or the interesting part about it, those of us that are conspiracy theorists as myself predicted that this exact thing that we see happening was going to happen. You know, we said back in the beginning that this was only the forerunner, and that what was going to come next was some type of mandatory testing. And then after the mandatory test, we started to speculate that, well, if you don't get the test, they're not going to let you travel. They're not going to let you do this, that, or the other. That didn't quite work out because their plan was more devious than that. And their plan is that if you don't get the vaccine, we're going to cut your restrictions off. So those of us that study biblical prophecy, we can take the prophecies that are given to us in scripture. We can specifically take those prophecies that's given to us by John in the book of Revelation as to what some of these phenomenons are. We anticipated certain things to happen, and everything that we anticipated to happen has happened. We had said before that in the case of the Spanish flu and some of the other epidemics that happened that required a vaccine, that in these type of areas, that when the vaccine came out, the vaccine actually did more harm and had actually killed more people than the actual virus itself. And we see now these numbers beginning to compound. And what used to be something that is spoke about in the underground, something that was spoke about just among conspiracy theorists, has now begun to make mainstream news. We noticed it before that a part of Agenda 21, and if you know anybody don't know about it, you want to look it up, Google it, and get a copy of Agenda 21 and the plan for depopulation. Everything that was said in there is there. In addition to that, it would also be a good idea if you get a book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. And read that book. It's a book written by Zionists as to their plan to take over the world and to control everything that we see that's going on now. And if you would look, you would see that so many things that are in that book have come to pass to the T. It's almost as the thing happened, and then they wrote the book. But, get that book and look at that information. And the other thing that I encourage people to do that are listening in in these programs, that is, don't believe anything we say. Please, I beg you, do not believe anything we say, but challenge everything. Not only everything that we say, everything that you hear somebody say, challenge it, prove it, have it to come up as empirical evidence, empirical fact, that it can no longer be denied. That's how we're going to move forward. That's how we're going to grow. When you have facts, when you have empirical evidence, it doesn't matter what the accusations are, you can show and prove. We have empirical evidence. It's getting to a place now where we all know someone that have died or suffered residual effects from taking the vaccine. I mean, I'm up to about five, maybe six people I know that have passed, either directly or indirectly, from taking the vaccine, which happens to be more people that I personally know that died from COVID. So, and then you will listen to it. You listen to them now, they're coming out and they're telling you. I mean, the speaker, the press secretary for the White House come out and say, listen, when during the course of the epidemic, when everybody was dying, anybody that died, we said, died with COVID, died of COVID, and died with COVID. Not necessarily died from COVID. You got to listen how slick the devil is and how they report. So they said that anyone that died during that period, the reports came out that they died with COVID because they assumed that everybody's affected one way or the other. So even if they had someone who was dying before and never tested with COVID, they would say that this person died with COVID and it would go into the charts to create this ideal of a panic, of a pandemic. We got to be so careful. I know people. There's a gentleman that called the show on a regular basis that took the vaccine. And since he's taking the vaccine, he's been in and out of the hospital with a heart condition. He comes on our shows. He's not here tonight, but he comes on our shows. And we can hear it in his voice. He sounds horrible. We don't want to beat up on him and say, I told you so, because I'm pro-choice. You do whatever you think you need to do. But the fact of the matter is, just as this brother, Barry, found his friend and co-worker in the house dead, there's been plenty others. They're not talking about it. They're trying to suppress the information. They're trying to keep it a secret. Why? Because they want you. And it doesn't matter. It do not matter. People are so gullible. They told us, I mean, have we forgotten? They told us in order for you not to die, mind you, anyway, there was only 1% of the people actually dying from COVID that contracted it. Okay? But they told you if you take the vaccine that it would heal. It would stop that. Okay? And you wouldn't be infected and you wouldn't die and you wouldn't do all of this stuff. Well, that didn't happen. So people continue to get COVID. So then they changed the story to, well, you know, you can still get it, but what it means is that now you won't die from it. But you got to get a booster shot. So now you got to get the regular vaccine. Now you got to get a booster. You know what I mean? Like you got a drink, and now you need to chase it with your drink in order to pull the full effect of your drink. And then not only get one booster, now they tell you need two. Now you need two cases. Now you need two. And then with this Omarion or whatever this new variant that's coming out that they say this spreading is doubling every 2 days. It's doubling every 3 days. It's more contagious than anything else that's out there. Now you need another booster shot. And we have not even gotten into the elements or the ingredients of the shot, what's in it. We haven't even gotten into all of that yet. We're just simply talking about the effects of it. I mean, we haven't even talked about whether it's not a shot at all, whether it's some type of operating system, some type of system to control you. I mean, there is so much information. And then it's gotten worse now because of the negative information that's out there. You're now seeing commercials on TV saying, yeah, we know that there's misinformation that's out there. They're trying to confuse you even more. So if you think that there's something wrong, if you think that you know somebody that died from the shot, now they're trying to tell you that that's misinformation. Don't believe the misinformation. Meanwhile, we see the people die. I've always been a skeptic to say. I remember when they had the new science out when everybody was getting the laser surgery on their eyes. I was like, well, that's nice. I'm going to wait, though, see what happens. All right? I'm not jumping into it. Well, that was pretty much my same position that I took even with the vaccine, because I'm never absolute. I try not to be absolute in my understanding, and I always leave room for additional understanding. Okay, because I remember times when I was absolute in my understanding, only to find that I was absolutely wrong. So I never try to be absolute. I'm always open to additional information. But that being said, you have to be skeptical of the fact that we have a vaccine for this. What people, some people are saying, is just like the regular cold. All right, if you look up the American Medical Journal, they have COVID listed under the category of a common cold. COVID, we call it the most deadly disease ever. Okay, you go to their book, the American Medical Journal, it calls it a common cold. Go figure, you figure it out. Okay? So, but I was skeptical and I said to myself, how come we have not found a vaccine for AIDS? They've been working on that for decades. Where's the vaccine for cancer? Where is it? Where's the vaccine? That you know, what is the vaccine to prevent young black boys from getting autism? What is that vaccine? And how is it that all you pharmaceutical companies was able to deliver the vaccine all at the same time? All within a week. Pfizer, Johnson, then Moderna, all within a 7-day period. All of y'all figured this out at the same time? We all was all working at the same lab? I don't get it. How y'all do that?
You know, Dr. Van Vaughn, I said, you shall play nice and no name calling on the show. So we're going to play nice.
I'll play nice. I won't mention Pfizer. I won't mention Johnson. I won't say a word about Moderna and this vaccine. I'll keep it to myself.
And did you say Johnson just now? Did you say that?
No, Johnson & Johnson? You mean like the people that give me the suit for baby powder? No.
Oh, my God. But it's amazing how we have been gullible and we have been thrown, you know.
You're so gullible. Right.
Yes, and we just stood there, and we let them pour the bucket of paint on us, and now we are dirty, like, who done it? But here we are with on a really, really serious terms, understanding that something has really gone wrong. We seem to be under some sort of spell because we are not asking any question. We are pushing our arms, and all of a sudden, we are heading into another lockdown. Are we serious? Mm-hmm. Yes. This is what's about to happen. So, Dr. Van Vaughn, I thank you so much. I want to bring on the next caller as we continue our wonderful Sunday, say this Sunday evening. We are talking about the number of people having heart attacks or some really terrible adverse effect after having two shots of the GB jabbers. We know we are here and we have to get a vaccine passport and everything else, and perhaps a booster. So call 571-264. Your mic is open. We'd like to share with us your part of, you know, your input in our conversation for this Sunday evening. Call 571-264. Your mic is open. Okay, sometimes we have some silent callers. It's okay with us as well. Call us 646-387. Your mic is open. Would you like to share with us in our Sunday evening conversation? Call if you can hear us. Your mic is open. 646-387. Your mic is open. As we continue along.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome.
Good evening.
I'm just going to speak very briefly. I was reading an article in the Final Call. Since the beginning of COVID, I've been reading Final Call by the Nation of Islam. They are the only one that have been saying the truth as far as they know it. Now, they have an article on December 14, 2021, page 8, the Final Call. This is the topic. I think everybody should read this. It says, world-renowned scientist concludes COVID-19 vaccine is a poison designed to kill billions without being detected. Please go and get that magazine, December 14. I think today is 19, right? 5 days ago. Everybody should read that article. This is what I've been saying since the beginning of COVID. And the saddest part of it is that I told the people who are close to me, because I have sisters and in-laws who are medical doctors treating COVID patients, I told them never to take the vaccine. Unfortunately, most of them were being forced to take the vaccine. This very article now, I'm trying to mail it to all of them to see the mistake they have made. I told them never, never. Instead of taking it, they should just file a lawsuit. They never did. Even my sister, one of the sons took the vaccine, and this is just a 14-year-old kid. He's been having nightmares, and then he said he would never take the second dose or whatever. Now, inside this article, it explained how the vaccine was designed to kill people without you being realized it. See, I hate to see what the African Americans went through with Tuskegee experiment. I think that is supposed to have woken everybody up, every black folks up, the Ethiopians up in America. I really don't know how people can be so gullible to have forgotten the past. I mean, it seems to amaze me. And a lot of the people who got into this thing, they forgot about the U.S. Constitution. They were being forced to take this, that, okay, if you want to work, you have to take it. It's wrong. It's against the U.S. Constitution. And luckily, in September, we are in December now, 3 months ago, in Florida, everybody wants to file a lawsuit now because I've even been thinking of using the Federation to file a lawsuit. But I said, let me wait. Before we file this lawsuit, there will be others who have filed a lawsuit against this mandate. And all we have to do is just piggyback on their lawsuits, which is going to make it easier. Now, in Florida, they have a new Surgeon General. Shockingly or not shockingly, he immigrated from Nigeria. The name is something. I think it's Ladapo. Something Ladapo. Now, he is the leading surgeon for the state of Florida. Now, he reduced the COVID infection rate in Florida from being one of the highest to being one of the lowest in 3 months. He changed the entire thing. And then 2 months ago, he sued the federal government. He sued the Biden government that nonsense mandate is no longer going to be applicable to Florida. So if anybody wants to sue the mandate, they can just go to Florida and pull the copy. We can do that now. You know, you don't have to spend too much money on attorney. So if you know anybody who is being forced on their job in the building, because they have buildings now where if you are not vaccinated, you can't come in. We have employers now who are making all that thing that if you don't get vaccine, you can't work. It's against the Constitution. And Florida filed that suit, I think, about 2-3 months ago, and they won in federal court. So you can check the state of Florida forget that blueprint from Florida. That's case. If you want to, if you know somebody who has been victimized with this vaccination, because it's wrong for them to tell you that you can't come to a building unless you are vaccinated. It is against the Constitution of the United States. It's wrong for an employer to say you can't come to work unless you get vaccine. This thing has to be challenged. And it's been done successfully, coincidentally, by a Nigerian who immigrated here, who is the head of the medical establishment in Florida. So you can get that copy. And I've been saying this since the beginning. It's wrong to do this. It's part of the population process. People, you know, so this is what I have to say. You know, so if you want to take legal action, you can just go to Florida and pull the legal case from Florida. It was not like 2 months ago. They have a new surgeon general in Florida now. Dr. Oladapo, immigrated from Nigeria, is a Nigerian-American, is running the thing in Florida now, and he's not taking no nonsense from this Biden administration. He sued them, challenged them, changed the rules over there. Totally. That's what I've been saying for 2 years, for the past 2 years. So that's the information I'm getting ready to share with people. Don't take the X vaccine. It's all about immune system. It's made in the laboratory. It's just crazy. People need to do their research to find out about this. But if you want to have more information about COVID vaccine, just go and get the final call issue of December 14, 2021. Today is 19, right? 5 days ago. You know, you might still be able to get it. You know, and it's on page 8. World-renowned scientist. He said that thing, the vaccine is designed to kill people without them knowing it. That's my contribution tonight, so I hope I'm helping someone. Just pass out the information. If you want to file a lawsuit against mandate, go to Florida. They succeeded. You know, so they shouldn't force you to not come to work. Don't come to work unless you get vaccine. Don't come to my building. I have a building like that. It's a church I used to go now. I'm telling them that, look, if you don't change this nonsense that I can't come to your building unless I get vaccine, I'm going to sue you. So now I have a case already done that I can just pull. I don't even need to spend money on legal fees anymore. So we really have to change this nonsense, you know. So, but everybody should try and get that final call. You can get a copy of that final call 1 or 5 days ago to see how the COVID vaccine is designed to kill people very easily. Thank you.
Well, we thank you so very much, Paula, for your contribution, and indeed in total agreement with what you have said. It's all about the immune system. And for us, not having knowledge of what to do, we are running to the doctors, and we are running right into the trap of the design plan of the population control by which we now succumb to because of the deadly jab. A case where you're speaking of our human rights of not having to be forced or thrown out of a building or a job because of the vaccination. Again, that is, you know, our ignorance, not having known what to do because we are in a state of fear and panic, which the government have and the heads and the wicked pharaohs of this world have put us in. Real or imagined. No one has the common cold these days. Everybody has the COVID and now maybe the Omicron. We are all upgrading. Nobody has the common cold. Nobody, everybody sneezes. That's COVID. Only to come to find out it's COVID is something as the common cold equal to. And we see the hype and the excitement. Look what happened in South Africa, for example. They said the Omicron started in South Africa. What a terrible life and the pit of hell. What happened is, and the president explained clearly, he did not hide it. He said the American government came to him with a package, offering him a package, telling him this is for his population, this is for his people of his country, 70 million in South Africa. He said, no, I do not want the package. Give me the intellectual property. I have young people in my country, scientists, doctors, eager young people. They want to make the vaccine for their own people. American government said no and started the propaganda. Oops, Omicron started in South Africa. How could it be when not even 300 cases in South Africa? There's not even 9 cases in South Africa, but yet it was originated there. And the president, he explained clearly the ban that was placed on the African countries. It was clearly a propaganda. It was clearly a ban because they did not want to bend, to the whims and fancies of the American government. They understand quite clearly what is going on. If we are waking up and our people are waking up, it's not like our great-great-grandparents that you push the Bible in our hand and you took all our land, our gold, our diamonds, jewelry, rape our women. It's not that type of day anymore. Those days are long gone and past. As painful as it has been, yet we remember them. We have indeed woken up and we are examining things as we are examining right now what mainstream media has failed to report. The cases whereby people who have taken the number one and number two slices of the pudding and of course going for the frosting, these are the people who are having a problem. It is in disguise. Just now we are unable to talk in reasoning. We could hardly call names of things because we are being penalized for not wanting to succumb or push our arm to say, here we are. It's a wicked thing that has been done. I don't know how long it could continue, but we must get a break somewhere along the line because pushing and threatening jobs where people can no longer come to work. It's unconstitutional, as one the caller just said, but we continue to see how best we can struggle on. It's indeed a really trying time for us. What I will do at this time, I'll open the mic of caller 571-264. If you wish to partake in our conversation for this Sunday, your mic is open. Yeah, call it. Just speak up in your mic. Call of 571-264. We can, if you wish to partake in conversation, you're free to do so. Okay. Call. I'm not putting you on the spot. You can continue listening at any point in time you wish to join in. You can do so. Call the 347-880. Your mic is open. It's our Sunday evening, our Sadie Sunday. We are speaking about the effects that the vaccination is having on some people, people that are close to us. We are not speaking of the mainstream media reporting such because everything is nice and dandy and candy-coated over there at Fox 5 and everybody else. We are speaking of the news that we are getting through our friends and family of the deaths that is taking place of people who have taken two shots of the jibby jabbers. You know what that was, that wicked vac that was placed upon us. Right now, you know, it's like a big dragon. We can hardly even call its name. But it's killing us, or so something out there is doing so. So call up your mic, 347-880. Your mic is open.
Yes, greetings and blessings in the name of the Emperor Haile Selassie, Local 26. Yeah, we are very fortunate to be saying the same thing as we said a year and a half ago, that we have to build our immune system up. And this is what happened to us, that the flesh is tearing down the system. And the different things that they have in the system, we're following the diet that we had from before, and we're not looking at what's been happening to those people who fall in a local diet. And right now, you just see now the vegetarian diet is coming out to mostly everybody. When they used to be mocking us about eating coconut, they used to call us coconut head. Now everybody eating coconut. So all the things in them that the people are doing now, we doing it from a long time. We doing it from a while back, trying to help our people to build up their immune system by eating right, correcting our eating habits and living in a way of Rastafari. And so we gonna have to build our positiveness in saying what we have to do is to, because when this started, me and Natural talk, and we said that we should open a soup kitchen and a tea kitchen and start using the herbs as teas and things and open it And by now we are well on our way. Because that we know that these things don't come out. We know that these things that they're making not going fed out on everybody. And when the body looks, he's going to kill them. We're talking ordinary, that the ordinary person can understand. We're talking a high-polluted language and this and take this. We're saying build your immune system. And different than that, we don't have nothing against anybody. We love everybody, but we want to do the constitutional thing that's right. And the reason why they're coming down in Ethiopia, because nobody dig up Ethiopia yet. Nobody reap the harvest yet. And the other nations are vexed, saying that you have all this gold and precious jewels in the ground. We want to be able to reap it and sell it to the rich people, to the other Arabs and the white people. And this is what happened to all Africa. We can't get back our dollar. Our gold costs 10 cents. They're selling us $200 to the same thing. So we have to learn to harness our energy and keep our resources within our communication with around ourselves. We cannot be running and carrying our communication to other people and think that we're going to get over. That they're taking our information because they have money to develop these things, invest in the company, and then what happened to us? We don't get nowhere. They're taking our bush, our different herbs, put it in things, and we don't know, and we're eating it. And the same thing that we just talked about. So we want to be able to develop the Federation that we can use it as a way to help our people, because this thing gonna continue, and we have to kick up some kind of remedy. Man. That's all I'm saying. Just having to do the Federation, our local, and the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated have to go develop something to help the people. Because these people are not going to turn back in what they believe. And we have to show them that we're going to use herbs and vegetables and teas to feed people. So thank you.
We thank you so very much, caller, for your input in our conversation. And as again, we said, we keep it very simple. We do understand is that feeling in the gut, what we deal with when we concern ourselves with the immune system. When we, as we say, we feel it deep down in our gut. If our gut is not feeling right, it means something is really, really going wrong, and we can examine things from there. What is a very good practice, however, as we continue to understand how we take care of ourselves as opposed to just depending on the doctors for their medicine, we must understand the body as that temple of the living God, that temple that we must keep clean. And just as a beautiful house must be kept clean to show its beauty, and you have to entertain your guests, and when you have in your luxurious time, so we must do and have that luxury for the body as far as cleaning the temple goes. It's very important that we keep the temple clean. The body is a temple of the living God, and we are the living Yah. So here we are, knowing and we examine what to do when we feel sick. First of all, when we feel sick, as I said before, we would often say, I feel it in my gut. Somehow when you're going to be sick or whatever reason, your stomach doesn't feel right. It just doesn't. You say, what, my stomach feels queasy. You want to take some Epsom salt, some or whatever, seltzer water. You want to drink some kombucha. Wash the stomach out, some amino acid, just something. But you say, my stomach don't feel right. We know the sickness starts right there, and there we feel it. So we clean the body, clean the intestine, clean the stomach, keep that gut area really, really clean, whereby we know, and when I speak clean, not that we can take Clorox and soak it and fantastic, Fantasia, whatever we can use to clean our floors or we clean our houses, but we're cleaning the body in a sort of type of way whereby there are herbs that are provided for such purpose, whereby it rinses out the body. We're talking like herbs like aloe, you know, where just slices of aloe simply done cleans the body. And a clean body will be an alkali body. And with an alkali body, no diseases can stay in an alkali body. So these are simple techniques that we learn. An alkali, we're thinking of a pH of 7.5 or higher. And what we do, our body, if acidic, can hold diseases. How we alkali our body? Simple, of one slice of lemon in a glass of water every morning. It's not a big remedy. It's not doctor medicine that can take care of the simple things that we can do on a daily basis, especially early morning. You know, many of us who live a certain holistic life can vow to early mornings, the rituals that we take just to stay healthy. But very, very simple rituals. A glass of water, a slice of lemon, a slice of aloe vera, very important fruit in the morning, a very good fruit for high pH balance, something like pineapple, you know, and also fruits actually, you know, can go night and day. I understand just recently, kiwi, a wonderful fruit, is a wonderful fruit that can be taken in the night in case one is suffering from, let's say, insomnia, unable to sleep in those conditions. Kiwi, most of our sleeping tablet medicine, the basic was kiwi, a simple fruit, that green fruit. So here we are coming and enjoying our wonderful Sunday evening, Cecilia Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation. Here we are as I welcome one more guest from our studio. Call a 914-530. Your mic is open as you join us in conversation. We are talking about the effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. As you probably were listening on, I'm not sure if you're listening, but that's our topic of conversation for this evening, caller.
Yes, I was listening as well. It's a matter of choice. People don't like the fact that I'm invited to a lot of fairs. I'm asked to go to fairs, and I'm saying no. I'm saying that I'm not going around a bunch of people that I do not know. I'm not going to be in a room, even family. You know, family wants to come to Thanksgiving and birthday parties and weddings, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to say no, and, you know, because I got to protect myself. It's nothing against anybody. I'm not saying anybody is sickly. I'm not, you know, identifying that. I'm primarily, and I would think that would be the sensible thing for everybody, protect yourself. I'm not vaccinated, and I know vaccination is not a protection against it per se. And I know that, like one guy told me, there are people who do not get vaccinated live, and there are people who do not get vaccinated and die. There's people that get vaccinated that get sick and die, and there's people that get vaccinated don't get sick. So it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. You do not know. I think the preference, the government should at least allow me my preference. I think the government should allow alternative medicine, herbal, natural, homeopathic medicine. They're not putting that out there. They're denying that. They're stating in their commercial that homeopathic medicine, natural herbs and spices do not help. This is what they're saying, the virus. So if you know it that much, then that means there's something that you know about that virus that I do not know about it in terms of what needs to be done. So my thing right now to people, be smart. You know how to protect yourself. Know your body. Know your immune system weaknesses. Know what you need to take in order to increase your immune system. Natural herbs and spices, fruits and vegetables, et cetera, et cetera. Get on you. You can go on Google and Google immune system enhancing fruits, vegetables, food that enhance your immune system and things that decrease your immune system. Ways to protect oneself from all kinds of disease and sicknesses. It's all at the tip of our hands. The knowledge is there. One has to be astute and educate themselves, and one have to know how to protect themselves. And as individual, I have to know how to protect myself on a medical and health level and wellness level, and I have to know how to protect myself from people. I have to know how to function in society right now. Like the Bible says, wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. So I gotta have a lot of wisdom and be very harmless. Like I tell people, I'm not encouraging or disencouraging anybody to take a vaccine, not to take a vaccine. A lot of it is self-explanatory. You can see the evidence. You can see the information. Like they say, listen to the science. The science shows me that there's a lot of confusion. The scientists that I hear are confused. The science itself is confused. The process is confused. So you know what? What do we expect in this situation? We just have to do what we know best. Just like you said, you named several different herbs and spices that can enhance one's immune system. Balance that out with protection. Balance it out with precautions. Washing your hands, sanitizing your hands, sanitizing and taking off and changing your clothes, taking showers and baths and everything every day. You know, just keep yourself extremely hygienic. These are things that one can help oneself, because right now you're basically dealing with a scheme in a society that you don't even know what the hell is going on. I know for a fact that there's always been talk of overpopulation over a period of time. Certain people in certain countries will have X amount of children, and the most impoverished countries produce more babies. And those babies end up being a burden on society because they're hungry, they need medicine, they need health, they need clothes, they need food, they need shelter. And then, you know, they twist everything around and create an environment where the place where all the natural resources are coming from is now devastating. Isn't it devastating to understand Africa has a import of food and vegetables in the neighborhood of some hundreds of billions of dollars a year? The most natural resourceful country in the world with the best soil. Mm-hmm. Places in Africa, you could drop a seed and it would just flourish up. They are importing. Exactly. They are importing food at the whole continent of Africa are importing food at the rate of $100 billion a year. In the next 5 years, they predict it's going up into the zillions. Okay? How did that happen?
How did that happen?
And 95% of all these natural resources, all commodities, all zinc, diamonds, oil, everything you can think about that supplies the needs of countries come out of Africa. 95%. Africa sustains the world. The world does not sustain Africa. But how did Africa become so dependent on imported food, imported medication, okay, importing clothes, importing shoes, importing coats? How did Africa become so dependent on foreign countries, on Europe and America, the so-called developed countries? How do they become so dependent when the natural resources that they provide all these things that these people are manufacturing and selling to them? It's by design. Common sense things is by design. It's a setup. But if you're not smart, and a lot of you, and we got to face it, we have to be honest about this whole thing. A lot of things that black people face throughout this world, a lot of it is our own negligence. The prime ministers, the kings, the whoever of Africa could do better. They're intelligent. They're smart. They're extremely competitive science-wise, manufacturing, development, technology-wise, extremely above and beyond. A lot of this is selling out to Europe, selling out to America, selling out to the other so-called developed countries for money, equal opportunity for one individual, two individuals, 10 individuals, 20 individuals, while the rest of the people work hard and suffer. That's why you're in the conditions for selfishness and greed. And certain things, we have to call it out like it is, and we have to make it aware. They had a natural academic forum on Africa's intelligentsia. Africa is brain drain. Why? Because most young people at this forum, 25,000 young people testify they cannot, from every country in the continent of Africa, all of them say, I cannot go back to my country with my degree as a doctor, a lawyer, a physicist, a technologist, a agriculturalist, whatever they study, okay? They can't go back to their country and find a job in that particular field. And if they do go back to their country, they make it so difficult for them to get back and make it so difficult for them to function and to become a part of the mainstream society and to develop into the different areas of professions. That's not the white man doing that. Okay? That's African prime ministers, African kings, African presidents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's tribalism. Nobody wants to talk about tribalism in Africa. And I've personally had connection with tribalism. Okay, I've tried to put people here in America together from one country and the other country, and they say, no, that person is not my tribe. They don't speak my language. They're not like me. And the person refused to connect with the other African brother based on a tribe. Not a cultural difference, not a different country, that's a tribalistic mentality. So I'm just saying, and I'm not only talking about Africa. I can say the same thing about African Americans. I can say the same thing about Caribbean. I can say the same thing about blacks in Europe. A lot of the stuff that we face are self-induced inflictions. A lot of things we can do better for ourselves. A lot of things. One thing we can do, brothers and sisters, we can respect each other, just like we do with the white man. Now, I'm going to say this. There's not a country where black people located, where white people have abused and used and did all kind of stuff, and black people have forgiven and forgotten and went on to reconcile with these white people. But we seem not to reconcile with each other, and that's the stigma. We have to learn. And that's tribalism. That's tribalism in another form. Okay, whether you say, oh, I'm from the Caribbean, I'm from Africa, I'm from down south, I'm from up north, I'm from, even here in America, people from down south don't see people from in New York the same as them, or California. They all think they're stuff different. That's a tribalistic mentality. There are things that we can do, and we can change our situation. We just got to see it for what it is. We need to work together. We need to reconcile our differences. We need to come together as a people and respect each other, love each other, and work together. And then we can be powerful. We can change this universe. But it's not going to happen until Ron. But we individually got to make that decision. I can't wait for every African American to get themselves together. I got to be the participant to take the first step. I hate when people tell me they know that we don't have unity as a black people from different parts of the world. They know we're not unified, but still in all, their behavior is not a unifying behavior. If you understand we're not unified because of our behavior, then don't engage in that behavior that disenfranchises us from each other. I don't participate. Bigot, brother, Rastafari, I and I do not participate in the disenfranchisement of my people. I will not sit no place and say nothing disrespectful about my brothers and sisters from the Caribbean or Africa or Europe. I will not participate. And the people that's doing it, even if they so-called African-American, wherever they are, I step up and I tell them, let me explain something to you. What you're saying is totally lie that you've been told by Massa, and you have accept your position as a second-class ignorant citizen when you participate in that kind of behavior. We can do better. We are loving people. We are good people. We are creative people, and we have capabilities to take over this world and make it the kind of unification which God wants us to be, the men and women and children that God wants us to be. We can create that. We're responsible to do that because we're the first. We're the first creation of God in His image. So we have a tremendous responsibility. We can't let the fool follow them. We can't follow the children that we created. We have to be the adults and the mother and the fathers, and we have to lead them into the promised land the way it's supposed to have been done. So, brothers and sisters, it's on us. And we can do this. We got the power. That's why they fear us. The reason we go through the hell we go through is because they fear our power. When people think you ain't got no power, they pay you no attention. They let you say and do anything you want to do. When people see you got power, they fear you. They're going to try their best to disarm you, disillusion you, and disgrace you. Brothers and sisters, let's come together. Let's live together. Let's support each other. You don't have to love me. I don't have to love you, but we can respect each other, and we can help each other. Culture is beautiful. What would the world be like if everybody looked alike, talked alike, walked alike, acted alike? It will be boring. But we have a fantastic world, like a great salad. It got all those nice things in it, and all those things together make it taste good. That's what we are as a black people. We are a great salad. We got all the nice things in it, and we have so much a promise and so much godly given talent because we are the fruits and the vegetables of the land. We are the greatest thing that ever been created, and we have to step into our existence. We have to see each other for who we are. Chinese people, North Chinese people, when they see each other, they bow because they see the God in one another. Sometimes we have to bow to each other and see the God in our brothers and our sisters, the men. Respect our women and make others respect our women. They are the fruits and the designers of the society and the world. They are the birth creators of the world. And so we have to make the black woman the queen that she is and stand up for her and respect her, love her, and be kind because it's the greatest thing that ever happened. All these brothers get rich and went over there and marry a white woman. I don't know what that's about. But, you know, it was the black woman that was with them when they ain't had nothing that made them what they are today, and now they're running over to the other side. It's crazy. But this is the kind of environment, this is the kind of world we have created. I'm just saying, for those of us who are conscious, those of us who are knowledgeable, those of us who have the spirit of Christ, a spirit of the Creator, a spirit of God, a spirit of Jah in us, let's make this world a better place. Let's be the examples. Let's be the men and the women, the boys and the girls that God created us to be, and let's be the examples to everyone else. And that's, you know, I just pray that happens. I thank everybody so much for listening to me, and hope that we do better.
Well, as usual, Dr. Robinson, we're always happy to hear your voice and your input in our Sunday evening conversation. At all times, you know, words of wisdom coming from that fatherly love that you show and that one love that you preach to your brothers and to your sisters. And as usual, we would know it starts with us first, the man in the mirror, as we often talk about that man in the mirror on our show. And Sundays, we examine our spiritual self, the part of us that we know connects with our godly self that leads and is directed by the Almighty himself. As he said, a good man's steps is directed by the Almighty. Yeah. So here we are with a plea for love and peacefulness among brothers and sisters. It is indeed very important that we do so, for our very survival depends on it. As we often remark on the show on Sundays, we speak of that love that could cover and shelter us, that survival love, that place that call home, a place where we run into. We are building now our virtual home among each other, knowing that we have a love for each other and we are our brother's keepers. Indeed, if, you know, something should happen to one of us, we should feel each other others' pain and bear each other's burden as best as we possibly can. And it starts with each and every one of us that mind the mirror. Every day of our life that we would do and take one day, one step closer as we walk with the Almighty, yeah, but to bring ourselves closer towards the kindness and love that only the Heavenly Father himself can love. So as we practice to love through self, we practice to do something for our people, we the black and brown people of the world, the very umbrella to which we run under, the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We are ambassadors, we ought to spread the word, but we cannot, I like to be a doer of the word, rather just open and just say. Let us not just speak the word, but be doers of the word. Be practicing love, a wonderful thing. It's a great joy, I know it in my heart. When I do so and I extend love, I get so much in return. It's a win-win, because as you give of yourself, you receive 10 times as much. And it's not just for the receiving, but the joy in giving. For in such giving, we do receive. And the feeling that the heart feels, that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, I enjoy it. So giving is a part of me, and it's something we each could adopt at different times, and we can start small, we can start large, but even to give, you know, of a service of your time, half an hour perhaps, or even of, you know, a present, jewelry, whatever you can possibly, but it's a good practice that we can or resort to that brings that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling in our heart as we think of the end of the year and the joy of the holidays, the joy of giving. But more so, it can be goods or services. But let us have a joy in doing it, not for it to be forced upon to say that we must do so, or we do so for show and tell. It's not important for show and tell, but to do so. Oh, let me check with my host, Dr. Robinson. Do you think we should, Dr. Robinson, no, I love you, my host, too, sometimes when you're acting. But Dr. Winborn, should we take a commercial for a few minutes?
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Wade. I sign on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment Artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouth.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vid Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted,
enlighten, and entertain. Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of The Winning Team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Well, thank you, Dr. Winborn. I thank you so much, my studio audience. It's been a, such a wonderful Sunday evening as we wind down to the top of the hour for our Sunday, Sadie Sunday show, where we discuss things we were concerned about today, mainly about the effects, the vaccine, especially those that haven't had the two jabs. We are seeing heart attacks within people fairly young, late 40s to 50s, and we are observing that the news is not carrying this news, for it is not profitable to do so at this time. For the agenda that they have, the CDC, the WHO, Fauci, Obama, Mr. President, the pharaohs of this world who have the agenda for God's people, but it's not going to come to pass. We have to know it's a terrible time upon this earth. And we are understanding that taking care of self, as we did mention in our show, of our immune system. Please, as best as possible, stay far away from that jibby jab. Can't tell people what to do, but it is in fact something that has been planned years and years and time ago. For population control, the pharaohs of this world know what they are doing, and we have to know what we are doing. We do not have a shelter or parents to run to, but we have to be wise as we listen to any conversation. And as earlier on, as one caller said in the show, do not believe the things that are said on the show, but merely challenge the things that are said on the show. Do your own research, go out there, see for yourself, pay attention. Most important, pay attention and examine all things if possible and come to your conclusions. No one is willing to help you at any point. So be knowing. So again, a city Sunday, wonderful Sunday evening of talk with our family as we get together, teach each other your truths. Thanking you all so much for coming out and this wonderful time. Join me again next Sunday for a wonderful Sunday evening of chat. It's always a pleasure as we, as family, come together to express ourselves of the things that we know to exist, some and the things that we could talk about sometime only on the show, that where we could share, you know, and boldly is a platform that we exercise truths as best as we possibly can. And let the truth be told, let the truth be known, that when we see it and know it to be so, we also establish it in our heart. But again, I tell you, you're coming to the top of the hour. It's been a wonderful Sunday audience, studio audience, as we partake orders in conversation, expressing ourselves. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. As I said, we're coming to the top of the hour. But there's always another wonderful Sunday where we can join each other and share wonderful things. Our topic starts off of things we often enjoy and are thinking about. Have a wonderful night. God bless everyone.
Gotta get better.